Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Wednesday of the second week of Lent, March 4th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "When the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something, he said to her, 'What do you wish?' She answered him, 'Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom.'" There is something almost tender and at the same time unsettling about this scene from the Gospel. A mother comes forward, she bows low, she speaks not for herself but for her sons. Her request is not wicked, it is loving. She wants greatness for those she loves. She wants them close to Jesus, honored in his kingdom, secure in glory. And yet, in that request, something essential is missing. She imagines the kingdom of God as if it were an earthly court, thrones, ranks, privilege seeks, a hierarchy of honor. She imagines glory without yet understanding the cost of love. She imagines crowns without the cross. This is not merely her understanding. So very often it is ours. Lent gently exposes the ways we still ask Jesus for the right and left places. We want holiness, but without humiliation. We want resurrection, but we would prefer to skip Good Friday. We want to follow Christ, so long as he does not lead us too deeply into suffering, obscurity, or surrender. Jesus does not rebuke the mother harshly. He does not shame her desire. Instead, he redirects it. He asks a question that cuts to the heart. Can you drink the cup that I am going to drink? In other words, do you know what you are asking? The cup Jesus speaks of is not power, but sacrifice. Not domination, but self-gift. Not honor seized, but love poured out. The true path to glory passes not through privilege, but through participation in his suffering love. In the kingdom of God, greatness is not measured by how high one sits, but by how deeply one serves. The Son of Man does not ascend to glory by climbing over others, but by laying himself down beneath them, washing feet, forgiving enemies, surrendering his life. This is deeply unsettling because it means that Christian life is not about securing a place of safety or importance. It's about becoming available. It's about letting go of the need to be first, noticed, or praised, and choosing instead the quiet, hidden faithfulness of love. The disciples will only understand this later. Glory will finally make sense to them when they see Jesus lifted up, not on a throne, but on a cross. Only when they learn that the right and left of Jesus are not seats of privilege, but places of crucifixion. Even there, those places are not claimed, but given. Lent asks us to let Jesus gently correct our prayers, not to stop asking, but to ask differently. Not, "Lord, make me great," but, "Lord, make me faithful." Not, "Lord, give me honor," but, "Lord, teach me how to love you as you love." not, Lord, place me above, but, Lord, place me where you are. The true path to glory is humility. The true path to glory is service. The true path to glory is the cross, embraced, not with fear, but with trust that the Father's love is stronger than death. And this is the quiet promise of the gospel. Those who walk this path do not lose glory. They find it transfigured, purified, eternal. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you know how easily our hearts reach for honor, how quickly we seek the places of comfort and recognition. In your mercy, do not reject our desire for greatness, but heal it, purify it, and transform it. Teach us to drink the cup you drank, to serve where you served, to love with the self-giving love of your sacred heart. Free us from the fear of being small, hidden, or forgotten. In this holy season of Lent, lead us along the true path to glory, the path of humility, obedience, and love. May we follow you faithfully through the cross, trusting that where you are, there is life, and where you lead, there is resurrection. We ask this in your holy name, who live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, as one God, for ever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we break open the Word of God and apply it to our Lenten journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.